Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is part two of Alice and Violet's crazy adventure with those ginormous crawling gummy bears. What in the world are they going to do? Are they going to be stuck in their bedroom forever? I don't know. Well, we gotta find out. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Violet, quick, grab my blanket off the floor. I don't want it to get stuck on those things. Violet reached down and pulled the blanket out just in time before the gummy bear started to crawl right over it. Oh, thank you so much, said Alice. She held the blanket close to her face. You see, these tiny little gummy bears that they had found in the street were now giant gummy bears. They were the size of squirrels that wiggled around kind of like slugs or snails. They were not very fast, but it's like everything they touched became completely sticky. Oh no, how are we going to get out of our room? Said Violet. I don't know. I don't know how we get to the door without getting stuck, said Alice. Wait a second. Violet had a thought. What if we just play it like floor is lava? Yeah, this is basically real life floor is lava. Instead of the floor being lava, it's some kind of super, super sticky stuff from these gummy bears. That's totally what we gotta do. Awesome! Alice and Violet were super good at playing Floor is Lava. Do you know how to play that game? Yeah, that's a really fun game where you have to make a maze or like a different course of chairs or, I don't know, furniture or just stuff that you have to crawl across without touching the floor. That's a great idea. We've done this like a million times, said Alice. They knew exactly what to do. There were two chairs right next to their beds that they grabbed and pulled over, and then they started making a trail towards the door. Okay, we gotta get out here and then close the door before those things get out of our room and start making our whole house sticky. They started to crawl across the chairs, and one by one, Alice was first. She jumped for the door, and she made it. Oh, that was a close one. Violet, be careful, they're getting closer. Violet hurried across the chairs and had to make a big jump for the door. Okay, one, two, three. Ah! She landed on the other side of the door. They quickly closed the door. All right, I think those gummy bears are stuck in our room. But now, we're going to have a giant mess to clean up later, said Violet. Ugh, that's right. They may have escaped, but their room is going to be one sticky disaster. I hope they're able to find some kind of solution to make it less sticky. Alice, what do you think is something that we could use to make those things not sticky anymore? We gotta start experimenting, said Violet. Well, when I have sticky hands, I wash them.
You're a genius, Alice,
said Violet. They raced down to the kitchen to get a big bottle of blue soap. This soap could cut through grease and the stickiest of messes. This has gotta work. Alice and Violet ran back upstairs with their big bottle of blue soap. They carefully cracked the door open and, holy smokes, their room was a ginormous slimy gummy bear mess. All right, squirt the soap and see what happens. Alice held the bottle of soap and squirted it towards one of the gummy bears.
It's working!
That was the sound of one of the gummy bears starting to dissolve from the soap.
All right, Alice, keep squirting all those other gummy bears. We gotta get them out of our room, fast!
Alice continued to squirt all that blue soap all over the gummy bears, which had made a giant mess in the room, and now it was turning into kind of a soapy bubble mess. But at least they won't be stuck there forever. As they finished off the last of the gummy bears in the room, they looked over towards their window and looked out.
Oh no,
they both said in unison. They couldn't believe it.
Their entire neighborhood was being overrun by these gummy bears who were now crawling not only on the street, but into people's yards and on their front porches. We gotta spread this news fast. Everyone's gotta start spraying soap at them. Hurry!
Alice and Violet grabbed the phone and started calling all their neighbors. One by one, they told them about the soap that was going to get rid of all this sticky mess. And one by one, the neighbor started spraying all that blue soap everywhere. The sound of gummy bears starting to melt all over the neighborhood was very noisy. But each sound was one sound closer to the end.
Hooray! Alice and Violet, they figured out a way to get rid of these sticky, super sticky gummy bears that want to stick onto everything.
Back up at Dr. Stinky's blimp, he had just found out the terrible news.
What in the world is going on? Purple ninjas, I need a report now.
Oh, we're very sorry, boss, but... You see, Professor, he actually did have a very good plan about getting everything sticky, and then we could probably steal all the stuff that it got stuck to, but unfortunately there were two spies that they figured out a way how to get rid of the sticky.
What? The spy team did it again? Ugh. How in the world did they figure it out so quickly?
Well, boss, it happened to just be soap. That get rid of this stuff.
Soap? Like regular soap? You guys didn't plan for that? Professor!
Ha ha! Great job, Alice and Violet. You guys saved the day and saved the city from a giant sticky mess. Holy smokes. If you saw live gummy bears crawling up your driveway, would you A... think about eating them or run for your life? I don't know. I might want to do both. Take a chomp and then run. But these gummy bears, they were a super sticky mess that you would not want to bite into. And that is the end of today's adventure. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Ilouan from New Brunswick, Canada, Oliver from Washington, Maya from Massachusetts, CJ from Texas, Tucker from Wyoming, Asher and Emmett from Texas, and Oliver from Flagstaff, Arizona. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Well, right now, smash that plus sign or the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our stories, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!